Amen.
I'm serving the sinners.
Been blessed from the mountaintops of glory. Amen. And trust we all come here for one reason, and one reason only, us to worship the true and living God.
Amen.
He's been good to us.
Amen.
So trust He'll continue to be with us here this afternoon.
Yes.
In the Psalm 61, David says a prayer. He says, "Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer." That's what we ask. We go to the one who can answer prayer.
Amen.
He's answered prayer here this weekend. I trust we all been praying for a good time of fellowship.
Amen.
One with another to worship the great God. I'm telling you, He's been good.
Amen.
Hear my cry. He wants Him to hear it. The Lord hears the cry of all God's children, both in that day and night, the cry unto Him.
Amen.
He's faithful in hearing us when we call upon Him.
Yeah.
He's not just a judge of all creation that rules with the iron fist. He feels, our infirmities. He can be touched. He hears us when we cry unto Him. Here's David pouring out his heart. Hear my cry. It's more than just a prayer of, this is what I need. This is what I deserve. Hear my cry. It's a prayer of supplication. Oh God, attend. We all come here to attend the meeting here this weekend. He wants the God of heaven, the God of all glory, to attend unto His prayer.
Amen.
He says, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto Thee, when my heart is overwhelmed." His heart's overwhelmed. My heart's overwhelmed a lot. It's been overwhelmed with joy here this weekend. My son asked me, "Was there crying in heaven?" I said, "There's no tears in heaven, but there'll be tears of joy, I believe. That's the only tears that I'll see." He said his heart was overwhelmed. "Lead me to the rock."
Yeah.
That is higher than I
know. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's been a rock here this weekend. "Lead me to that rock." I was talking to the brother on the way down here, and I said, you hear people say all the time that, they got, when the stuff hits the fan, I'll just keep it PG. when the stuff starts flying and things get out of hand. And things are out of hand if you look at them in a certain way. And you take your eyes off the Lord and you look out. Things can get real hairy and scary. Yeah. You may go to somebody's house. I went over to a guy that works with me. And he had a table, a dining room table, just full of every single gun you can think of. And I was like, well, when that stuff happens, I know where I'm going. And then you got some people at the church that, have been canning goods and preserving stuff. And my meemaw, she had shelf upon shelf and on shelf in a bunker. If I was hungry, I had to hide away from it. So I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, when you go, leave me. That's where I want to go. Go to the Lord.
Amen.
Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. David fought in many battles. He killed Goliath. Fought the bear and fought the lion. But I'm telling you, he wanted to be led to the rock. I was led here this weekend to the rock that's higher than I. It's where Jesus has been. He's been with us.
Amen.
Lead me to that rock. Oh, I love it. I want to be led. I want to be led in the right direction. I tell my kids, don't be led away by all the trash that's going on here in this world.
No.
Get off the, get off the Facebook. Well, Sonny Powell said, get out of Facebook and get your face in the book. Oh, man, he's got a lot of good ones. Psalms 5:8 says, "Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make the way straight before thy face." Make it straight. It gets crooked in a hurry. I'm telling you. So turn to Isaiah chapter 61. I won't be long here, but just some things that I've just been on my mind that I just love it. Psalms or Isaiah 61:10, he says, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord."
Yes.
"My soul shall be joyful in my God." Why can he greatly rejoice? There's been great rejoicing here this weekend.
Yeah.
"My soul has been joyful in my God."
Amen.
I ain't found a lot of joy in my works, but we can find joy in the Lord.
Amen.
He says, "I will greatly rejoice." He not just rejoice, but greatly.
Yes.
He's a great God. We can greatly rejoice in
Him.
There's not a lot out here. He says, "For He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation."
Yes, sir.
Salvation is nothing but by the grace of God. It's not by the works. Adam tried to close himself with some big leaf.
Right.
A sign of works. No, He hath clothed me, not myself, but He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. salvation. We heard about that this morning in the song. He is my strength and my song and my salvation. There is only one salvation under heaven, and that's the power of God.
Yes.
He is. He's clothing. He's covered my nakedness. That's all we are.
Amen.
There's nothing outside the side of God, and He's the one that clothed me. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness.
Amen.
Covered me with the robe of righteousness. He who knew no sin was made to be sin. That we made the righteousness of God in Him.
Amen.
He took the robe. He laid aside His garments, came down here, took on flesh, wasn't ashamed to be made like His brother.
That's right.
Telling you, He laid down His life on the cross.
Yeah.
Robed us.
That's special.
He covered us in His blood. The atoning price. The perfect substitute. There's only one substitute. And that was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the only one who could get it done. I always say, either He got the job done or He didn't.
Right.
Well, He did. That's the good news of the gospel.
Amen.
We would have never made it. We were without strength.
Right.
He died for the ungodly. He was made poor that we might be rich. We would never be rich. We would never see the riches of the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
But one for our Lord and Savior coming down here is the perfect substitute.
Yes. Amen.
Robing us with His righteousness.
Amen.
His righteousness. Not our righteousness, but His righteousness. And covered us with the imputed blood.
Oh,
I tell you. Didn't get better than that.
Amen.
Child of God.
Right.
Hear my cry. Lead me to the rock. That's the rock. There's a solid rock that we can depend on.
Amen.
I'm telling you. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. You know, times get tough, and many years ago my mom and dad always wrote down something for me and told me always to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. In all of our ways acknowledge God, and He shall deliver thy path. He'll lead me. That's why that is. Lead me, O Lord, in thy paths. Make my way straight. Well, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not unto your own understanding. He's going to direct it.
Right.
He ain't going to think about it. Well, maybe, you know, count up all these bad things, and here's a few. Well, okay, well, I'll lead him. No, He shall direct thy path. That's
Amen.
The promise of God.
Yeah, amen.
The other thing she wrote down was Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." He's our God. We can depend on He is the rock of our salvation. I'm telling you, don't depend on the preacher. Depend on the Lord. He'll never let you down. He'll never leave you empty. He's there when you cry unto Him as He was David and all God's children through this world from start to finish. I'm telling you, be not dismayed. Why? For I am thy God. That's why you're not to be dismayed. That's why you can look to the rock. Now, I don't want to be led anywhere other than the rock that is higher than I. Look up and not out.
That's right.
I will strengthen thee. We heard about that this morning. Yea, I will help thee. He will not only give you the strength to get through the storm, but He's going to help you along the way. Isn't that wonderful? I'm telling you. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I couldn't help but to think of the prodigal son, Luke chapter 15, and talking about the robe of righteousness. He wrote, you know, cover me. And I mean, I've been down that road. I've been in the hog pen through decisions that I made in my life throughout time, and the Lord's still been good to me.
Yeah, he is. Amen.
I was happy when He led me to the rock.
Yes.
Amen.
That's higher than I always thought things were okay. I'd just be nice to everybody. You know, I thought, you know, just do the bare minimum, be nice. You know, show up at church on Sunday morning, show up to meetings. I always loved the Lord, but I just thought I could just still do it my way and everything was just going to be all right. Well, it's not. He doesn't accept partial obedience. I'm telling you, there's something greater, something worthwhile. Be down here this weekend. There's nothing better you're going to do here in this life.
Amen.
I've been fed. I'm talking full. I don't know how you're supposed to follow up what we heard this morning. I mean, they brought the house down, and I loved it. Like, how do you follow that up? Well, it's like we heard. It's not the miracle ending in the man. It's the miracles in the Lord who blesses us with His Spirit, and that's what we want. Liberty in the pulpit and liberty in the pew, and I've gotten both.
Amen.
He said in verse 22, "But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. You know, there's more rejoicing in heaven over one that repenteth than 99 righteous.
That's right.
The angels are rejoicing. Here today, I'm telling you, wow, glorious. But the Father said, bring forth the best robe. God gave us the best He had in heaven. He gave us His Son.
Amen.
He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
Yes.
How the world misconstrues that all together. But I'm telling you, when you can see and you can see the Lord, it's worth rejoicing.
Amen.
Take it to
Amen.
The rock.
Amen.
That is higher than I.
Yes.
The Father, bring the best robe and put it on Him and put a ring on His hand and shoes on His feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. I mean, He ain't letting nothing loose. Like, bring it on.
Right.
That's what I've heard here this morning. Yeah. It's been brought on to us.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He says, for my son was dead. Well, He says, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat. And be merry.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
There's
right.
something to be merry about.
Well said.
Come home if you're gone. Come home. It's worth it. Lead me to the rock. This my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they begin to be merry.
Yes.
I hope you can leave this weekend and be merry based on the rock that's higher than I. Our strength, our song, and our salvation. You know, everybody's God is everybody's strength, but He's not everybody's song.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
He's not. I was going to do my way and, you know, and call upon the Lord, you know, remove the reproach, you know. Just do what I want to do. He's our strength in reconciliation. He's our strength in justification. He's our strength in mighty ways, but He's always not their song. I'm telling you, He's our strength and our song and our salvation.
Amen.
Lead me to the rock. I'm telling you, that's the way to go. Amen. I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
You shall know the truth and I shall set you free. The truth is God came down and got the job done.
Yes. Amen.
He's the rock of our salvation.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Lord bless you. My days are passing swiftly by. My